Hey, I'm Jacob.
And I'm Heather, and this is the AI Papers podcast from Pocket Pod.
Today, we're diving into some fascinating research that's pushing the boundaries of what AI can do. From the challenges of visual perception in multimodal language models,
to groundbreaking techniques for animating clip art with text-to-video priors, it's a thrilling time in AI research, showcasing both the advancements and the hurdles still ahead.
We'll also take a look at Triforce, a new system aimed at accelerating long sequence generation. And not to forget, OpenBezoar's approach to creating more efficient and open models trained on diverse instruction data.
It's clear that the future of AI is vibrant, with innovations that promise to redefine our interaction with technology.
This podcast is brought to you by Pocket Pod, the only place to get podcasts made just for you. Imagine getting a daily news podcast that greets you by name, tells you your weather, and an overview of your day, and then stories you actually care about. Head over to pocketpod.app to sign up today.
Blink introduces a fascinating twist in evaluating multimodal language models by honing in on visual perception abilities, challenging these models with tasks that humans can solve almost instantaneously. It's an intriguing benchmark because it includes tasks like depth estimation and forensics detection, which are purely perception-based and typically hard for AI to crack without specific training in computer vision.
That's right, Jacob. What stands out is how Blink transforms these computer vision challenges into multiple-choice questions, accompanied by images. This approach tests whether AI can understand and process visual information similarly to humans. It's noteworthy that while humans scored an impressive 95.7% accuracy, even advanced models like GPT-4V and Gemini struggled significantly, scoring just over 51% and 45%, respectively.
Exactly, Heather. And those scores are just slightly better than random guessing, underscoring a critical gap in multimodal language models' ability to interpret visual data. The results from Blink suggest that these AI systems lack the nuanced visual perception that comes naturally to humans.
This highlights an essential insight. Specialized computer vision models perform much better on these tasks than multimodal LLMs. It points to a clear need for integrating more advanced vision capabilities into LLMs if we're aiming for truly human-like understanding of both text and images.
Absolutely. And the potential applications are vast. From improving accessibility tools by providing more intuitive interactions with content to enhancing surveillance systems with quicker recognition abilities. If multimodal LLMs can start closing this gap in visual perception, we could see significant advancements across numerous fields reliant on image processing and analysis. Today, we're discussing an exciting development in the world of AI multimodal language models, brought to us by Reka. They've introduced a series called Reka Core, Flash, and Edge, each trained from scratch and capable of processing and reasoning with not just text, but images, video, and audio inputs as well.
That's right, Jacob. What's impressive about these models is how they perform against the competition. Reka Edge and Flash are notable for outperforming larger models despite being in a smaller compute class. This means they deliver exceptional value for the amount of computational power they require.
And then there's Reka Core, the largest of the three. It's pushing the boundaries by matching up to some of the best frontier models out there. When it comes to image question answering benchmarks like MMMU and VQAV2, Core is neck and neck with GPT-4V.
Not to mention its capabilities in multimodal chat. Under blind third-party human evaluation, Core was ranked as the second most preferred model, even outshining others like Claude 3 Opus.
Exactly. And when we pivot to text benchmarks, Core holds its own against other leading models on established benchmarks such as MMLU and GSM-8K. Fascinatingly enough, it even surpasses GPT-4-0613 in human evaluations.
Let's not forget video question answering, where Core surpasses Gemini Ultra on the perception test benchmark. It's worthwhile noting that all these models are not just academic exercises. They're available in production at chat.reka.ai with showcases at showcase.reka.ai.
Absolutely, Heather. The real-world applications for such advanced multimodal language models are vast. From enhancing digital assistants to powering more intuitive search engines or creating more engaging educational content that spans text, images, and videos seamlessly.
Indeed, Jacob. As these models continue to evolve and improve, We're looking at a future where AI can understand and process information much like humans do across multiple senses simultaneously. This could redefine how we interact with technology on a daily basis.
The paper we're discussing today, titled Annie Kleiphardt, addresses a fascinating challenge in the realm of digital art and animation. It's about turning static clip art images into animated sequences with the help of text descriptions. Traditionally, animating clip art requires a lot of manual work, including rigging and keyframe animation, which can be both time-consuming and technically demanding.
Exactly, Jacob. And what makes Annie Kleiphardt stand out is its innovative approach to simplifying this process. The key here is using Bezier curves to create smooth motions and a technique called video score distillation sampling, or VSDS loss for short. This method optimizes motion according to text prompts while ensuring the animation stays true to the original clip art style and identity.
That's right, Heather. By incorporating these Bezier curves and VSDS loss within a pre-trained text-to-video diffusion model, Annie Kleiphardt can generate animations that are not only aligned with the text prompts, but also maintain the visual integrity of the clip art. This is quite a leap forward because it addresses one of the main challenges in text-to-video conversion, keeping the unique visual style of clip arts when animating them.
And there's more to it. Annie Kleiphardt also utilizes an as-rigid-as-possible shape deformation algorithm, which allows for end-to-end optimization while preserving the shape rigidity during animation. This means that not only can it create smooth cartoon-style motions, but it can also adapt to produce various animation formats like layered animations, which permit changes in topology.
The real-world applications for this are vast, from enhancing digital content creation to streamlining workflows for animators and graphic designers. It makes creating engaging visual content more accessible and opens up new creative possibilities for storytelling through animation.
Absolutely, Jacob. And considering how Annie Kleiphardt consistently outperforms other image-to-video generation models in terms of text-video alignment, visual identity preservation, and motion consistency, it's clear that this tool could significantly impact how digital artists and creators approach animation projects in the future.
The latest breakthrough in AI research comes from a study focused on optimizing large language models, or LLMs, for long content generation. The paper introduces Triforce, a system designed to address the efficiency bottleneck caused by the traditional key-value cache mechanism in these models.
Right, Jacob. The key-value cache is crucial because it stores information needed for the model to generate new content without recalculating everything from scratch. But as the content gets longer, this cache grows and slows down the whole process. This is a big problem for applications requiring rapid responses.
Exactly, Heather. And while there have been attempts to compress this cache to speed things up, they often resulted in lower quality output. Triforce changes the game by using a hierarchical speculative decoding system that doesn't just compress, but intelligently manages this cache.
I'm intrigued by how Triforce uses what's called dynamic sparse key-value cache retrieval as a draft model. This approach allows it to speculate on what parts of the cache are most likely to be needed next and only focuses computational resources there.
And the results are impressive. Triforce has shown to speed up inference on Llama 2 7B 128K models by over 2 times on an A100 GPU, and even more on other configurations. It's not just faster, it scales better with longer sequences too.
Looking at real-world applications, this could mean more efficient AI systems for generating long texts like articles or reports. Faster response times without sacrificing quality could also enhance interactive AI experiences like chatbots or virtual assistants.
Absolutely. And for developers and researchers working with LLMs, Triforce's open-source availability means they can start integrating these improvements into their own projects right away. This research could be a significant leap forward in making AI more efficient and accessible across various industries. Today, we're talking about a fascinating piece of research that fine-tunes pre-trained large language models, or LLMs, for a variety of tasks. The study revolves around the OpenBezoar family of models, which were developed using the OpenLLM A3BV2 as a starting point. This research stands out because it not only aims to align these fine-tuned LLMs with human preferences through advanced techniques like RLHF and DPO, but also focuses on doing so with models that have fewer parameters.
Right, Jacob. What's particularly interesting here is their approach to generating synthetic instruction fine-tuning data. They used an instruction fine-tuned variant of the Falcon 40B model and experimented with three different schemes named LaMini-LM, Wizard-LM Evil Instruct, and Orca. Each scheme starts with its unique seed dataset for generating this synthetic data.
Exactly, Heather. And to ensure that these generated instructions were high quality, they employed GPT-4 as a sort of human proxy for filtering out less desirable outputs. The next steps in their process involved cost-effective QLORA-based supervised fine-tuning and further refining the model using a portion of the HHRLHF dataset to minimize any distribution shift before applying the DPO loss to reach their final model checkpoint.
And when they tested this final checkpoint, dubbed OpenBZOR HHRLHF DPO, against standard benchmarks like LM eval harness tasks and MT bench using Claude 2.1 as a judge, they found it outperformed many existing models at the 3 billion parameter scale. It even topped one category on the Hugging Face Open LLM leaderboard.
That's quite impressive. They've effectively demonstrated how smaller parameter models can still deliver superior performance through meticulous fine-tuning and alignment with human preferences. Plus, they've made their checkpoints and datasets available on Hugging Face for anyone interested in exploring or building upon their work.
It's a significant step forward for making powerful AI tools more accessible and efficient without sacrificing performance. This method could really benefit developers working in environments where computing resources are limited or where efficient deployment is crucial.
And that was the AI Papers podcast for Friday, April 19th, 2024. Thanks for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.